There were 11 other people on that task force, 11 voting members. I thought it important. I wanted to be the moderator and mediator and not vote. That would have tainted the system, I felt. So those 11 others came from different parts of 26 square miles. People who had been residents for their lifetime here. People like Marguerite, who knew the history. Other people came with views, thinking about emergency response time only. And at the end of it, if we were all a little uncomfortable, we probably did something right. And I think about that time and coming together to solve big problems, and my goodness, isn't that a good model for what's going on nationally right now? So I am so prideful, 3,200 days later, about the service that this place is going to provide for the community. I cannot thank you all enough. It is so meaningful for those of us who are involved in this to see so many people turn out for this. This is how you get big things done, because when we put our heads together to get big things done, nothing is a done deal. Thank you for being here. It is my honor to introduce Wilma Jones, who is the president of the John M. Langston Civic Citizens Association, lifelong resident, wonderful community activist. She's an author. I read her book. It's outstanding, on sale now on Amazon. Wilma, congratulations.
Hello. Thank you. I've been on a bunch of task force and building level planning committees and those kinds of things in my, I started being an activist in the county when my son was about 2 years old, so about 1999. And Noah is the only one I can say, I honestly love Noah. I do. And I can't say that about anybody who chaired any other of these committees that I worked on. And that's because he was fair. He was fair. He did not put his finger on the scale, and he listened. Some of these things have been stated, but as I'm kind of the only one really speaking from the Citizens Association perspective, I just want to let you remember why Fire Station 8. Many of you don't know that there were two black fire stations in Arlington County. The other one was the East Arlington Fire Department, and it served the Queen City and East Arlington neighborhoods. And when structural discrimination from the US government came and they tore those neighborhoods down with short notice to build feeder roads for the Pentagon, Arlington County Board decided that that fire station was no longer needed, even though they wanted to move to Johnson's Hill. So Fire Station 8 still being here and all of us being in this room to recognize it is critically important, because we could have been just like East Arlington and been remembered no longer. This fire station for us in this neighborhood stood for bravery, courage, and leadership. I want to mention the Hicks family. They donated the first piece of property here so that Fire Station 8 could have a place. And I was only a member of John M. Langston Citizens Association. I wasn't in leadership. So I want to again bring up the name of Alexandria Beauchamp. She called me and said, Wilma, I'm kind of out of my league here with all of this history and legacy. Can you come in and help support? And I worked over there with Marguerite and with Kitty. But Marguerite was the one who opened up her home, and I was at that meeting when we came out of it with an agreement from the county board to have a task force. I want to thank, and I've never said this out loud, but now that he's retired, I'm going to take the risk and say thank you to Mr. Smith's son, Dale Smith, who took the time to pull me aside and educate me. And I want to tell you why that's important. Because the history and the legacy is important, but the reason this fire station is at this location is because the data backed it up. Okay? This is more dense, it's growing faster than that neighborhood that they wanted to move us to. So it didn't make sense to move a serious, important facility like this to a neighborhood that, first of all, didn't want it, but that the data said it shouldn't be there. So we want to thank the task force for looking at the data. The history and legacy is important, but the data is the reason. And Dale was the person who kind of got me into the FEMA rabbit hole of statistics and studies that we used to help overcome the county's consultants. Because even though this fire station is here, I want to remind everybody, the county manager recommended against it being here. And the vote of the county board was not unanimous. It was 4-1. Yes, it was. I won't forget it, and I wanted to make sure that everybody here knew it. It was a hard fight, but it wasn't unanimous. This fire station is here because of the committed and united communities, both for and against, but we came together to again make the decision based on the data. I also want to thank, and I know this is not usual, but I want to thank the media, because without the media's eye on this, I don't think it would have turned out this way. The Washington Post, WTOP News, Arlington Gazette, even though many of them who wrote the articles were not for it, having that light shined on it helped the greater Arlington and, dare I say, the Washington metro area see what was happening. Mr. Reed and Mr. Smith, thank you. I remember growing up and coming to this site for Girl Scout meetings. I remember my mother telling me when my dad was in Europe fighting World War II, how she and her sister and other women from the community stood in line at the fire station to get their ration tickets for sugar and for flour. I remember when the, and honestly, I know I'm talking about how old I am, but I remember when the previous fire station was built. I was a little teeny kid in the early 60s. So to be here and see it still here makes my heart proud. So I want to thank you to all of the members of the John M. Langston Citizens Association who have supported the activism that it took to bring this building here. And I also want to thank all of the members of the Heritage and Legacy Task Force, the History and Legacy Task Force. I'll be honest with you. After the Fire Station 8 Task Force, when they asked me if I would join that, I said, I'm Task Force out right now. And so I want to thank Sandra and Marguerite and Kitty and all of those. And I think my sister Lydia was a part of it too. So it took a lot, but I am proud to say that it's here, and I hope that if my son, who is the only one of my family who still lives, the next generation who still lives here, I hope that if Fire Station 8 never ever needs to be replaced again, that we will remember the history, the legacy, but most of all, the data. Thank you. I'm sorry, I got all choked up. Let me introduce Kitty's sister and one of my childhood friends, Mercedes Baker.
Can I get something out of my system?
Wow.
Okay. This is amazing. I'm going to have to spend some time with you. I wanted to also acknowledge your comments as well. You guys, I'm just so proud. So I am, yes, this is a Clark. I'm Mercedes Clark Baker, daughter number 4 of Captain Alfred W. Clark Sr. and Pastor Emeritus Jolores M. Clark. Now, Now, I'm hearing a lot about community here, and yes, it happened here. And for our culture, for our families, if we weren't here, we were in church. Okay? So, yes, that was me saying amen, amen in the corner, but I know there's some other folks who are channeling, you know, giving God the praise, all right? Preacher's kid, deal with it, okay? Now, so my job here is to actually talk about the 14. I got to adjust because I'm the tall girl in the fam. And I'm going to apologize. I have my laptop here because I think with my keyboard. So just please bear with me. Fire Chief, were you also in the military? All right, but you got the stance. All right? You got that Fire Chief stance. And Kitty said, I want you to meet him. I said, mission accomplished. Okay? But I also heard about Captain Reed being in the Navy. Our dad was in the Army. So many of our fathers...